Wanen skak mio kisipayo, everybody wake up. It is time again for Coffee and Cree here on the Windspeaker Radio Network, where we bring you a special guest every single Sunday. We were joined last Sunday by Aaron Fay. He is a Cree language learner, and he has been a, I would call you a teacher among other learners, right?
Yeah, that's interesting. I can't, it's been a week already. It's wild. I really dislike that term teacher, but I guess it's unavoidable at this point.
Yeah. Yeah. And let's first, for just a quick minute, talk about how quickly you blew up on social media.
Oh, really? Man, I didn't expect that. So the short version of the story is we were on this immersion camp, some friends of ours, one of our mentors, my big sister out in Saskatchewan, and hung out for a week canoeing, and we came back, we stopped at Kevin Lewis's camp because we had a little bit of time to kill, and we were sitting around talking about how do we reach, how do we reach more young people, or how do we help, because the language journey is fraught with challenges, and so the thing that we really need is to just keep encouraging each other to keep going, because there's so many off-ramps. Yeah. Mm-hmm. We have to keep going, but we also have to keep supporting each other, right? And so the short version of that is, after that visit to Kevin Lewis's camp, I came out of that camp thinking stories was one, the importance of stories for language learning. But then Kevin also said, you know, small modular content. And that made me think of TikTok.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And so, you look at who is Julia Lett.
Yeah.
Right? With her repeat after me. So many social media, I don't want to say influencers, but just other Cree language enthusiasts.
Well, and I sort of don't think of it in terms of like, hey, here's your Cree word of the day, or hey, here's your lesson of the day, or whatever. I sort of think of it in terms of like, here's your reminder that your language is still there. Mm-hmm. Like, here's your, while you're scrolling, whatever else you're scrolling, oh yeah, Nihiwewin.
Yeah, right.
Let's get back into it.
Yes, awesome. So we spoke last week about some of the verbs and dealing with the simple verbs of I do this, I do that, you do this, you do that, where there's not two bodies involved. But now one of the more complex sort of verbs is what they say in linguist terms as the VTAs, yeah, right? VTA. Of transitive animate verbs. So there's now two people.
There's now two people,
yeah, involved in this. So let's just bring one into example here.
Well, I'll pick the one that you started with at the top of the show, right? Kitatamskat now, wow, right? Like you hear some of those just like that. You know, maybe you hear kisagit now, wow, kuapten now, wow. Right? That's a verb that involves two people or two groups of people. And so if you wanted to look that one up, that kitatamskat now, wow.
This is a good one because this actually has a T joiner in it. So we could talk a little bit about that.
Right. So yeah. The way I learned that originally, the very first time I learned that was from Reuben Quinn. And actually the way he teaches it is a tiny bit different because he doesn't use that T joiner in there. He says kitatamskat now, wow. That's the way he teaches that word.
Okay.
But it comes from atamskoil, which means that person greets others.
Others. So that's when you're looking up the dictionary words, yeah, like we said, the other one. So that's now the third person greeting another third person.
Another third person. Yeah.
And that's the dictionary version. But now if I'm just going to greet you, and I'm just, because we used in the intro of the show, kitamskat now, wow, yeah, but now I'm just greeting you, and I'm greeting somebody at a round dance.
Yeah.
And then how would I say that?
So the way I'd probably hear that is kitatamskatin.
Yeah. Right? Because it's just me to you.
Yeah.
And now if that person is now greeting me.
Kitatamskuin, I guess you could say. You know, I maybe you'd say like kitatamskuin, but I don't know if you'd ever really say that because it sounds a
like
little
a command,
bit,
right?
It's almost like, almost sounds like, I don't want to say conceited, but it's like, hey, come here and greet me. Like, I don't know if you'd ever say that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So now if we're talking about that person over there, so Kevin over there is greeting me now.
Yeah. So the kitatamskag, yeah, that'd be, that one is greeting you, right? And this is the part where it gets tricky because. Remember, we talked about there's these different types, right? There's me, and then there's you, and then there's that person. And then there's us, but not you. And then there's all of y'all.
Yeah.
Right? Then there's all of us, Kiano, right? And then there's all of them.
All of them.
So the problem, or not the problem, but the challenge that comes in with these, what we call the VTAs or these transitive verbs, when we're dealing with two groups of people, is that there's interactions between all of those.
Yes.
So if I say, you know, I greet all of them, then I'm going to say that one, Nitatamskowal, I greet that one. Nitamskowalwak, I greet all of them. Right? And then they could greet me. Nitamskag, that one greets me. Nitamskagwak, they all greet me. Right? So then there's all of these different
hundreds
ways
of different versions. And I'm just going to plug your YouTube video, because when I first started out, there's a YouTube video out there of that Aaron Fay has on his YouTube channel that really breaks down the VTAs.
Oh wow. You know what? We can't even get into that without mentioning. We're going to have to name drop Ben here.
Yeah, Ben Gordon gets a shout out,
there's
right?
a chart in there. There's a chart in there. And again, I always tell people, you don't have to learn this way, but if it works for you, I always kind of wanted to get out of the way, because when you get into the VTAs, there are quite literally hundreds.
Yeah.
And it's taken me, a few years to get to sort of the end of that chart where I don't have to. It's one thing to sort of memorize them, but it's another thing to be able to use them when you're trying to speak. And that's the goal, right? We're trying to speak the language. So
right.
I always tell people, just start with a couple and use those in your day-to-day. So that's a great example. Get them scut now. Wow, you can use that today now, right?
So now let's mix. We got a quick second here. So let's mix one of these VTAs with a simple VAI in a sentence, with an independent VAI. So I am greeting you as I'm walking.
Or maybe I'll say, well, let's do this one. We'll say, I see you as you are sitting, maybe.
Sure, that
maybe
sure.
So I can say, kiwa pumptin.
Kiwa pumptin, because I see you.
Or I could say, you know, if it's all you, I could say, kiwa pumptin awau.
Okay.
But if for you, I want to say, I see you sitting, kiwa pumptin e apien. I could say that.
Kiwa pumptin e apien.
And again, this is more of a grammar exercise. I don't know if you'd ever say that.
Yeah.
Specifically, but yeah, exactly.
Yeah, so great little exercises to work on, because I feel like, you know, once you get past that beginner stage, that's where you want to be, is you want to be able to start stringing together sentences and being able to speak in conversation rather than just simple nouns and one verb or whatever, right?
Well, and more so even listening to the stories or listening to elders when they speak, right? When two elders are sitting down having a conversation, and I feel like you'll get to a point where, and you probably do this already, Bill, let me know, right? Like where it's like, I know all of those words.
Yeah, but you're trying to
But what does that mean?
Right. Yeah, that's exactly where we're at in the language journey. We'll be right back again after the break here with more Pigatewa Poyekwa.
Nihiwiwin.